Begin the new Mesach, Mesach the Rosh Hashanah, begin the first paragraph about Rosh Hashanah, begin the Beis, begin the Manav, begin the Teznasa, begin with the words of the Mishnah about Rosh Hashanah. There's four types of Rosh Hashanah. So Taisa points out that Bechol Duchti, every place where the Tana is counting, so generally he says Tani Heim. He says about Rosh Hashanah Heim. Say that this is the quantity that you're saying. Come and say a number, Abba. Kedash Kanach, like we find over here in our Mishnah, the Perkbas of the Shavuos, the Mem Tesim and Alf, Abba Shremim Heim, Perkam and the Chulin, Nafid Zayim and Beis, Gimel Pagimus Heim, Perkam and Midin, Abba Zardaf Lam and Am and Alf, where it say Gimel Yenus Heim, there's three types of wines regarding the three types of wines that don't have Halach of Gilui, or Perkal at Slamim, on Daf Mem Zayim Beis regarding Haim Avat Labai Dezara, where we say Gimel Batmem, the three types of houses, Gimel Banmem, three types of stones, Gimel Lanmem, three types of trees. So, again, when you come in to say a number, we generally say Hain. Aval, but Tosafot points out, but Reish Baba Kama, we find in the beginning of Baba Kama, the Beis and Alf, Tanan, the Mishnah says, Abba, Abbas Nezikin, the light on the hand doesn't say the word Hain, that they are, Mishum the Koya Basrei, because it's actually not coming to say the number per se, it's coming to say what it's going to say after that. Kolaimer, in other words, Abba Avos Nezikin. It's not coming to say a number. It's saying Abba Avos Nezikin. I love these four primary categories of damages. That's the main point. Is the next sentence is that the characteristics are not the same, and therefore that's why it doesn't say him. And Matidis says you should know this. Now we're the purpose is to say the quantity. It ends up hin. The Gemara, because in the Gemara with the Babakamba Minyana, when it mentions the numbers of different numbers of Mazikin, they say that there's 13 or 24, Tani Hain, but then it says Hen, because their purpose is not Lai Rizik Rezen, therefore it says Hen, again, because it's coming to say the number that was their purpose of the numerical quantity, then you'll say Hen. Kitnik says, Master, begin the words of the Gemara, Lamalachim, the Rosh Hashanah of the Nisan is that of for kings. Pirshbukhin Rashi explains that this will explain the Gemara that we, because regarding documentation, when we start the next year, according to the years of the king, why do we date according to the kings? Because of there should be peace with the government, with the king, that we're showing honor. So it says, it's not true, because the Hachal Malchus told Gemara to hear, as the Gemara will explain, this Rishon of Malachim from the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is specifically Jewish kings, which is not in this category of Shalom Malchus that we're concerned about the government. Because actually, specifically regarding the divorce documents, where we say this idea of Shalom Malchus with the that would date according to non-Jewish kings. Why did they institute that we have to mention the dates of the kings in the Gittin? Shalom Malchus, because of the peace of the government. And we got Gittin, Sul and Vadli. By Gittin, yeah, it's definitively possible. By Gittin, if you don't write in the document the date of the king, it's going to be possible because it's a Hegel. Now, the truth is, even if you write an inappropriate government, like which regarding that's called Rome, which is called Inagenis because they're not true, or Kamalchus Madabiyavan. It's the same thing as if you write according to the governments which are not even the current governments, like Madai and Yavin. But again, it's important to write that of the government of that current time because of Shalom Malchus, not of the past. Now, but that's again since they says specifically Shalom Malchus of Malchi Umasail. I'm seeing the halacha, but our Mishnah. So Taisis, when we're saying over here Rishon LeMalachim, it's not because Shalom Malchus like Rashi says. Rather, Pirush L'Shtaris. In other words, we have to write the date is only through that it shouldn't have, like the Gemara says, predated documents. Now, Taisis asks, and this that we say regarding Gittin, that you have to go according to the current day government, and if you do, let's say L'Malchus Yavon is going to be possible. Taisis says, Perikam Davay Zara, in the first Perikam Davay Zara, the Yonan Av, the Gemara tells us, the Begayla, that in Gullis, Ein Meinen, that we don't count the date of the documentation for Yitzis Mitzrayim, El Lamachi Yavim Bavad, only regarding the Greek government itself. Now, Meskinam Hasim, the Gemara also concludes over there that by the Gaila, that you're going to count according to the years of the Greek government, because in our documents, we count Tishrei as the new year, and not Nisan, like we saw in our Mishnah, which obviously, that the first of Nisan that we're saying is Rosh Hashanah. This was saying that's for the kings. Because the Hachal Malchus Yisrael. Here it's specifically for the Jewish kings. But in the Gaila, where we count to Malchi Yavin, so that's going to start the new year by Tishrei. Now, this that by Geula we count from Tishrei, it's obvious that we're counting is for the Malchi Yavin. We say later on, the Gemara, brings it like, sure, we didn't learn that you come from Nisan. The Gemara says explicitly, it's only for the Jewish kings. But regarding the non-Jewish kings, we come from Tishrei. Now, if that's the case, so then our documents, which the New Year's from Tishrei, so obviously we're counting from Malchus Yavin. But that's what Tosfos asks. He says, wait a second, how can we count Malchus Yavin, which that covenant's not around anymore, but we said that the whole reason why we're saying Zman by Gittin, Shalom Malchus, but that's only by a current day government. So how are we counting from Malchi Yavin? So it says, what you have to explain is the intro of Shalom Malchus of the Gittish. No, the truth is that you don't have to write the documents of the date of the current government, Shalom Malchus, only by a Get Isha. But the other documents, you don't have to do it according to the current day government. And the reason is because by Get Lefisha Dava Gadol, it's a big thing, but most of the Hashivis is a sign of significance. Lefisha Ali, they get Mutez Lechalodim, because through a Get, she's permitted to marry every single person. Chashim Meshashtar, it's more significant than other documents. Where that's where the king would be particular, that he wants his government to be mentioned. But regarding other documents, but not so Chashim, so even though we're saying that we do it according to the governments of the nations, but the king wouldn't be particular, and that's what we're saying, that we do it from that of Yavin and the Geulah. So he said, what's the significance of the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim from Nisan? It's for documents that not only in the Mishnah Shtarach of Magdamin, because there could be a problem if you don't know exactly when they became kings regarding a predated documents. With Prishmagrin, Rashi explains like this. They wouldn't institute a special specific day like we said in the Mishnah of Aleph Nisan for the beginning of the years of the king. Rather, every king, according to when he became king. The problem is, says Rashi, sometimes you won't be able to differentiate. Let's say it was written by Kislev. Kislev Bashan Ashlesh in the third year of that king. A boy, witnesses come along and they say, when we signed, but we didn't actually see the loan. The borrower said to us that we should sign. Like we learned in such a halacha, that you can write a document for the borrower that to say that he owes money, even though the lender is not with him. Now, the witnesses said, we don't know if the loan actually happened beforehand or afterwards. But we did see that we know, however, we did see an actual loan from lender to him in Thomas of the third year of the king. Now, the judges don't know in which month the king became king. They won't be able to differentiate if Thomas came to Kislev. Is Thomas before Kislev? Then Kislev came to Thomas, or Kislev before Thomas? As Rashi explains, if his reign of his year, which is when he becomes king, started between Thomas and Kislev, then Kislev comes to Thomas. It comes out that Kislev is the first month before Thomas when you're counting his years, and then it comes out that it was dated appropriately, that it was actually predated because it was written Kislev, but the loan was in Thomas. The moment being Kislev with Thomas. Now, if he became king between Kislev and Thomas, then so Thomas came to Kislev with Hoshnazer. It comes out that Thomas is before Kislev in all its dates, and that means it was post-dated, which would be kosher. Now, the actual should come with Nisan Rosh Hashanah, but now that they made Nisan to Rosh Hashanah, Thomas came to Kislev, Thomas is always going to be before Kislev, and therefore it's going to be kosher because it wasn't predated, but anything, it was post-dated. Now, Tosfos points out, but you have to explain according to this interpretation of Rashi. Shahudo Mavla Leiva, that obviously the lender and the borrower are agreement, Shalbo Achasi, that although the document is written a different time than the loan, but that loan was the same one as the one written in the document. Because if you don't say that, then from where do they know that it's the same one to come and compare and contrast to say that would be the problem to know if it's pre-opposed, if it might be just a whole different loan. Now it sounds like from this, according to Rashi, that Misafik, because of this doubt, Hainu, meaning out of this doubt, meaning if we didn't have Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim on Rosh Chodesh, no, you know, Chesh and Lezimek Muktim, that we would have been concerned. We would have said, oh, maybe it was a predated. He loved the coming Nisim Rosh Hashanah if we wouldn't have that Nisim was established as the Rosh Hashanah. Shal Dei Kein on the Yodin Rosh Hashanah, because now that we know the Nisim Rosh Hashanah, now we know that, oh, it's post-dated because Kislev comes before that of Thomas. But so it's basically the you can't say like this. Why? Because the Ainlon lives shum shtam is something. What do you mean? We shouldn't invalidate the documentation because of a doubt. If anything, the Gemara says, "Sanend of Lamed is around the comma." Shtar shes manikos of Bechem and Nisim Shmita. Let's say you have a document that the date is written that it's the first of Nisan in the Shmita. Bove Aiden Vomer, and the witness come along and they say, hey, Chad Migmashraz, how could you have testified on this document? But like, what do you mean? That day you was with us. So the halacha is shtar kasha ve'edim k'sherim. The document is valid and the witness are valid. Why? Chashina shem yechru v'kasfu. We're concerned that maybe it wasn't that day. They wrote a later date in the document. So maybe the shtar is kasha and they just wrote a later date. So you see that actually we actually are suspending, and when we have a doubt, we actually validate out of doubt because we're saying, oh, maybe, and what maybe that means to say you're kashering it. So you see that the subject is not going to invalidate. If you find the document and it turns out that the date that's mentioned on the document is actually was a Shabbos, a Yud B'Tishrei or the 10th Tishrei, which is Yom Kippurim. Kosher is going to be kosher. How could it be? Obviously, it's false because no one's writing a Shabbos Yom Kippurim. No, Shani Yom, because I say that they really delayed the timing of the document and they wrote it as if it was, but really it was earlier. So you see that that's not the case because you see that out of doubt we're not going to invalidate. Now, but says Taisus, miu yochel lefarish pirish ipcha. Now, Although Rashi interpretation seems to be difficult because out of the suffix we shouldn't be machmer, should be mekel, but this is, you could say Rashi b'shat, but in the opposite way, sheifarish where you could explain shekasa b'shtar b'tamas b'shnah shalish. The contrary, it's not written kislev and alone was in Tamas. No, it's written in the document Tamas in the third year. But Eidim Achasu Ma'imim and the witness who are signed, they say shebe kislev b'shnah gimel hoyza milva, that in the kislev of that same third year was alone. Now, but you see, machshim is subject to the contrary, exactly as Taisa is saying, that I would have, out of doubt, validated, but validation, kavod the nisan Rosh Hashanah, now that they made nisan to Rosh Hashanah, on the yodim shu muktim, now we know that for sure it is predated, because the early Thomas comes to Kislev, because Thomas comes before Kislev, and so obviously, so that's what we needed nisan for, not to validate, like the way Rashi says it, but Taisa says, you just say the opposite, say that to invalidate, because out of the subject, actually would have been kosher. Okay, but that takes care of that point. But says Taisa Miu Ikar Perusha Timagdil. But the primary interpretation of Rashi is a great wonder. Sha'asu Takana, you tell me they made an institution of this whole halacha, Rosh Hashanah, Malachim, the first of Nisan, Penyishkachu Kala Oilam Masir Amal HaMelech. Maybe the whole world's going to forget when he became king. And Chaim Seif, the moreover, the scribes that were talking about Shekaisu Kala Yem Shtar, say that they're writing documents all day and they write the date. How could he forget? Every day he's writing the date. But moreover, the Mekin of Maslameima, the Navik Min the Tuba the Chol Shtar is wondering if that's the case. Then we could have said that there's huge ramifications for all documentation. What do you mean? The people don't even know what to write that day. You won't know which year it is. You don't know which day the year the king started. So how are you ever supposed to write what day it is today? What year? You don't even know which year it shifts. Well, moreover, another problem says the way you're describing it, the Rashi is saying this is the explanation of the problem of Shtar Muktim. Actually, according to Baye, it wouldn't be a Shtar Muktim. The witnesses, just by signing, they actually merited to the recipient of the document, which you tell me it's muktim because they signed and really the loan was later. It's not true. By signing already, it already gives them the rights. So too, even Rav Asi, the Polgala that disagrees with Rabbi, even him, according to him, why would they have to make this takana? Hamina, we say in case nishal alayim came malva ima. You can't write a document for a borrower unless the lender is with him, because of this concern that maybe it's going to be a predated document. Ella b'shtar kna, only by a document that you're selling that is a kinyan. Only then that you can write it even without the purchaser with him. Now, so the question according to Abasi is, so why did they institute a set time for Nisan? Either way, you're never going to have the reality of the Shtar Muktim problem because you can't do it without the lender and the borrower there. So why would we have to institute the Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim? So says Taisus, rather Venera, it would seem that in truth is we're not concerned that everyone's going to forget when he became king. It's before Thomas, after. Rather, the reason why we don't do it on the date that he became king is because the Nafk Mina, the ramification of the story of Mukdamin, for a predated document, is Heinekugan specifically, it would be a very acute case. If, let's say, he became king in the first of Nisan, when he reached the next year, the first of Nisan, he's going to forget, he's going to think, he's going to think, oh, I remember it was the beginning of the year, I think it was the second day of Nisan. Because as Taisa explained, the Avodah Nisr Torah Chag Yomei, yeah, people like to make such big mistakes, but a day off is a common mistake. He's going to write, it was the first of Nisan for the first year, because he thinks the next year is only on the second day. So it's going to come out that it's actually predated by a year. Because it's really the second year, because the Rosh Hashanah is writing the first year. It's going to come out best in terms of the courts are going to collect from the consumers, from the Nechazim Shabbatim, from this whole past year, inappropriately. But now they answered that Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah, so lost the Rosh, not going to come to the stumbling block anymore, because they're full of Amr B'Shnayim B'Nisan, even if it would be true that he became king on the second day of Nisan, because from Nisan Achar, when it comes next year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Maskin Lunas Rosh Hashanah, you already start counting the next year. That's, according to Taisha, the Pshad of this halacha of the concern of Shachar Mekdam. This is what I'm beginning to say. I can't also let that call away. It could still come to a stomach block. Why? Because the Amr B'Chav Tez Ba'ad B'Shan Rishon L'Melchem. Let's say he became king on the 29th of Adar in his first year. When he reaches the next year of Adar, the Sefer might make a mistake. By one day off again. He is busy and thinks, Shaman Be'achem Nisan became king really on the first of Nisan. He's going to write now on the 29th of Adar, it's going to come out that he also predated by a year because he thinks that it's still in the first year. But really, it's actually now starting the second year. So it's Islam Perche, that's not a difficulty. Because if he became king of the 29th of Adar, the moment that he reaches the first of Nisan, he's going to start counting the second year. The scribe's going to know because the whole year, that this past year, was writing the second year. So I feel like they can't make a mistake by the end of the year, Chavtas, Adar, and write the first year because already the next day he started writing the second year. My sisters, there's another mahalach over here in the Yerushalmi that mentions this, that the ramification regarding the date of the shtar, regarding the predated documents. But there, Tosis is trying to point out that it's in a different context than our Gemara. There, the Yerushalmi is discussing it regarding the two opinions, if we count for the non-Jewish kings from Nisan or Tishrei. And the Yerushalmi asks that whether you count from Nisan, whether you count from Tishrei, so what's the difference between them? In other words, who cares if it's from Nisan and Tishrei? And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Shtar states is b'nehem. That if, let's say, there's two documents to know which one's first. Love of the ear because Beishan Meshneil Malchus. So let's say someone borrowed an ear and it says the second year of his kingdom. Machar Mechir B'Macheshman. Now he sold something in Macheshman because Beishan Meshneil Malchus and it says in the second year of his kingdom. So Mandam Nisan according to one that says you come from Nisan. Malbekad Ma. That means the loan is first. Mandam Matishan the one that says you come from Tishri. Obviously Mechir Gudma. Then the sale is first. So Tosh just points out that. That in our Gemara we mentioned the predated documents was to resolve why they have to make a Rosh Hashanah for the Malachim. I was saying they shouldn't come to predated documents. Yerushalmi is says Taisa is that's discussing something else. Los of Rusha is not kind of telling some of these men like our Gemara might tell me come Nisan Rosh Hashanah. Why did they institute Rosh Hashanah for the Malachim and at the first of Nisan? Rather, again, it's coming to say what's the difference if you count the years from the Umis Olam. From Nisan or from Tishrei. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Shtarachel and Magdam and Psulim. As we learned in the Mishnah, that a predated document is invalid. Which Mashiach is a Neshach at the end of it, is a Neshach by Mitzidah and Bizim, and now Pishbuk and Rashi explains, it's Psulim Gabi Mashabdi. It's only invalid regarding collecting from collateral. Nechari Gav, but from the assets of the borrower himself, could be collected. So, certainly, Tachin, but that's not possible. Like we explained over there, the Masal Shtar. Because when the words of Shtar is Hamukdam and Psulin, sounds like it's totally invalid, and you can't use it at all, even to collect from Bnei Charon, from that which is available by the bar.